You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome back to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell. Before we get into the top 10 reasons not to go vegan, I want to lay the foundation for how I approach this topic, because the way we communicate matters just as much as the information we share. First, I want to be clear that I'm not a doctor. Everything in this episode is for educational purposes. Your health is unique, your genetics, your stress level, gut health, and many other factors influence how your body responds to food. I always recommend getting regular blood work and working with a doctor who understands your goal. If you want a plant-based friendly physician, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine is a great place to start. No diet guarantees perfect health. Some people live to 100 drinking and smoking. Others struggle despite doing everything right. Do not assume that becoming plant-based automatically prevents illness. Be responsible, be informed, get your levels checked. Now, with that said, let me talk about the communication side of all this, because answering objections is not just about the facts, it's about your stance. If you come at people with the energy of "you're wrong and I'm right," you activate defensiveness. This is basic psychology. The moment someone feels judged, their mind closes and your words stop landing. That's why my approach is rooted in embodiment. I focus on sharing how I live, why it works for me, and how others can explore it if they choose. I do not shame people. I do not attack people. I invite curiosity. I create space. You cannot change anyone. You can only plant seeds, but seeds only grow in fertile soil. So our jobs as communicators is to help create that environment through compassion, clarity, and consistency. This is where I bring my expertise. We have vegan athletes, vegan doctors, vegan chefs. My lane is communication. For almost 30 years, I've worked with major brands, media platforms, sports teams, large school districts, and massive communities. I've spent decades learning how to convey information in a way that is digestible and impactful. That is the skill set I bring to the vegan movement. That is also why I created Pre-Vegans, not to coddle people, but to support the ones who are curious, open, and right on the edge of making a change. These are the people who need clear, kind communication. The vegan movement has grown the most during these times where our message was communicated well. Forks Over Knives, Cowspiracy, What the Health, and The Game Changers help millions understand this lifestyle. So today, I want to support you with the tools to respond to the most common anti-vegan arguments without getting pulled into rage bait. I'm going to share the objections exactly as people say them, and then give you calm, grounded responses you can use to help plant seeds and open hearts. Let's jump in. Number one, the diet is deficient. You can't get the nutrients you need without supplements. This argument needs nuance. Most nutrients people worry about are abundant in whole plant-based foods. B12 is where most people focus, but the story is more complex than the old "only animal products contain B12" line. There's emerging research and real-world evidence showing that certain plant-based foods, especially those grown in microbially rich soil, can contain B12 or B12 analogs. Fermented foods, sea vegetables, mushrooms, and fortified foods can contribute as well. I can speak to this personally. I do not supplement with B12, and my blood work has consistently shown healthy levels. Many long-term vegans share the same experience. That said, everybody's body is different. Some people absorb nutrients less effectively. Some need supplements. Some do not. This is why testing matters. You cannot make assumptions about your health based on diet alone. The bigger point is this. Nutrient deficiencies happen when people rely heavily on processed foods, whether that diet is vegan or not. A whole food plant-based diet built around beans, greens, grains, fruits, nuts, and seeds is nutrient-dense and well-supported by plant-based physicians like Dr. Neil Barnard, Dr. Michael Greger, and Dr. Michael Clapper. Nutrients are available in plants. The key is eating a whole food diet and checking your levels regularly. Number two, animals die anyway when you grow crops, so veganism is pointless. This argument ignores scale. Yes, all agriculture affects animals, but animal agriculture multiplies that harm massively, Most crops grown today are not eaten by humans. They are grown as livestock feed, and then billions of animals are intentionally bred and killed on top of that. Earthling Ed explains it well. The question is not whether something has impact. The question is whether we are doing the least harm we reasonably can. Veganism drastically reduces harm. That's the entire point. Number 3, meat eaters live longer. Look at the China study by T. Colin Campbell. It's one of the largest nutritional studies ever conducted. Populations that ate plant-centered diets had significantly lower rates of chronic disease. Then look at the blue zones. These are the communities with the highest number of people living past 100. Their diets are overwhelmingly plant-based: beans, sweet potatoes, whole grains, vegetables, and fruits. Animal products are minimal. Longevity is not about eating meat. It's about consistent habits rooted in whole plant foods. Number 4, vegan food tastes horrible. Most of the flavor in food comes from plants. Herbs, spices, seasoning blends, marinades, citrus, and aromatics all come from plants. People do not talk about how much they love the taste of plain unseasoned meat. They talk about the spices on it. I grew up in a Caribbean household where flavor was a way of life. Vegan food can be bold, rich, and deeply satisfying. Bland food is not a vegan problem. It's a seasoning problem. There are thousands of recipes, chefs, and cuisines that show how powerful plant-based flavor can be. You just have to give it a real chance. Number 5, vegan diets are horrible for the environment. Every major environmental study disagrees. A plant-based diet reduces land use, water use, emissions, and pollution across the board. Even when you consider transportation and packaging, vegan diets still come out ahead. These are real-world numbers. A shift to plant-based eating is one of the most effective individual actions on the planet. Number 6, monocropping destroys the environment and vegans rely on it. The biggest consumers of monocrops are livestock, not vegans. Corn and soy fields exist primarily to feed animals, not humans. If you want to reduce monocropping, reducing dependence on animal agriculture is the most direct path forward. Number 7, if vegans don't want to eat animals, why make plants look like meat? People go vegan because they care about animals, the planet, and their health, not because they hate familiar textures. Earthling Ed says it clearly. The issue was never the flavor, it was the suffering. If someone can enjoy the same experience without cruelty or environmental damage, that is not hypocrisy. That's progress. Number 8. Vegan diets are expensive. Whole plant foods are some of the most affordable foods on earth. Beans, rice, lentils, potatoes, bananas, oats, and frozen vegetables. The challenge is preparation. If you do not cook or do not know where to find affordable options, it could feel overwhelming. That's where community comes in. Guides, recipe ideas, shopping tips, and local recommendations can make all the difference. That's why Vegans Explore exists. You do not have to figure this out alone. Number 9, veganism is socially inconvenient. That's not a vegan issue. That's a social issue. Whenever you join a new lifestyle or community, whether it's fitness, cycling, gaming, or anything else, you face the same challenges. The solution is connection. You can join online groups, attend meetups, share meals, join communities like Vegans Explore, and find your people. Social support makes any lifestyle easier. And number 10, it's too much work to plan vegan meals. Planning meals takes effort no matter what diet you follow, but it gets easier with practice. Once you find your go-to recipes and staples, it becomes second nature. There are vegan meal kits, cookbooks, local resources, and prep guides that can help. Start simple, build your routine, and be patient with yourself. At the heart of all of this is communication. You cannot change anyone, but you can plant seeds. And seeds grow when people feel respected and invited, not judged or attacked. My goal with this episode is to give you the tools to speak confidently, compassionately, and effectively, to help you connect instead of collide, to help the movement grow through communication, clarity, and care. If you want more resources, guides, and support, visit vegansexplore.com and join our community. Together, we could build a global movement rooted in compassion and communication. Thank you for listening. Stay grounded, stay compassionate, and keep planting seeds.